Hello, friend. Welcome to Thursday Thoughts. This is a micro episode where I share divinely inspired insights to support you on your estrangement journey. I keep the Thursday episodes short because sometimes your nervous system needs simplicity. My name is Jenny Good. I'm a Jesus-following certified family estrangement coach. I've also been through estrangement, and I know what it takes to reconcile. Here are a few things I want you to know. Secular solutions without Jesus are not real solutions at all. And you absolutely do not need to give up on your child and move on. Ignore that advice if you've been given it. What does that even mean anyway? Give up on your child. You are the healer, not the wound. And forgiveness and radical love heal all estrangements. If this is resonating, go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and let's set up a time to talk. Also, I invite you to join me on Tuesdays for a more in-depth episode each week right here. If you followed me for some time, you probably know that I lost my oldest son when he was 12 years old. He was soul medicine for me in the form of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy with a smile that could light up the room. Zars was laid to rest in the small town where I did most of my growing up. I moved away from there. At the time, it was too painful to stay without him. Memories, you know. I visited his grave and cared for it, though. And one of the things I did when I was there was eliminate the grass from growing on his grave. Here's why I'm telling you this story. Your estranged son or daughter will resist you trying to smooth things over or start new, apologize the troubles away, or so forth. You might think that they seem like they actually want to be angry or hurt, like they want to hold on to the bad things, and you just want to fix it and have a happy relationship with them. It can make you feel resentful towards them, like, why do you want to be angry and hold on to the negatives? I'm going to tell you why they're doing that, and through this lens, you'll be able to start to feel compassion and empathy for them right where they are. Okay, so going back to Zars's grave, I would spread newspaper or trash bags on the ground to stifle out the grass, and then I would put mulch over top of that. If little sprouts of grass made their way through, I plucked them out and doubled down on the mulch. I did not want grass growing over his grave. When you drive through a cemetery and you see a new grave, it gets your attention. It puts the loss right in front of you. It is so apparent that someone has lost their life. It's new. It's not old and forgotten about. My pain felt raw and new. The loss of my son felt acute. I didn't want it to be swept under the rug and forgotten. I didn't want the grass to cover my pain or his pain. The anger at the people responsible, the plethora of other emotions. I wasn't over it, and I wasn't ready for it to be covered over. And your child feels very similarly about their pain and their emotions. They're not ready for the grass to grow over what hurts them. Not yet. Allowing them to be right there and not pushing them to get over it, that is a stage of healing. You're functioning as their medicine matriarch when you give them that grace and space. There came a day when I could let the grass grow on Zars's grave, but I needed time first. That day does come, faster even when it's not forced. Okay, friend. That's what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you.